KBMW.
Hey, we're back. Good morning. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, sunshine. We're already at 75 degrees. Welcome to our Tuesday talk round. Every Tuesday, talking real estate with Stephen Sherry from Action Realty. Got them both in-house this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, to see you.
We start with numbers? We always start with numbers with you, Steve. Yep. Nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed, and after what I was hearing yesterday, it doesn't sound like much will change.
Oh, give us some optimism,
August,
Steve Dietrich.
September, but maybe twice after that, okay, before the end of the year, so we'll see.
Okay, well, we're kind of waiting on that. I wanted to cover something today, too, because we've been talking a lot about local, you know, recently, and what it takes to be a local realtor and why people should actually look to this. Sherry, this one's for you. How important is trust in this business? Because if I'm looking to a realtor, I'm going to look for somebody local, mainly because I'm going to trust you. That's got to be number one.
Absolutely. That's trust is huge. I mean, this is, you know, probably the biggest purchase in a lifetime is your home. I mean, that's where you're going to raise your family, create your memories. You need to be able to trust that realtor that's going to show you the property and, you know, give you the ins and outs on that property so that you are an informed buyer. So trust is huge.
What about local knowledge? I mean, just, you know, because I'm going to Steve or Sherry, because, you know, when I ask you questions, and I'm from out of town, I'm looking to move my family here. I want to know about schools. I want to know about shopping. I want to know about everything. Mm-hmm. Who better?
Exactly. You know, and that's one thing that we're very proud of. We live in this community. We are raising our families in this community. We're involved in the community. And, of course, we want to share our community with others. So when we have a person that's looking to come into our community, you know, or just sell locally, you know, we're knowing those community, that we're knowing the community. We know the areas. We know the schools. You know, we are selling what we love.
Right.
And, you know, we have local contacts with contractors, electricians, plumbers, you name it. And, you know, all of that stays local, keeps our tax dollars local. It's very important.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, too, and that's where you've really been helpful in educating me, is how many local people. It isn't just the realtor, but it's plumbing, it's heating, it's everything else. Abstract. I mean, you guys are tied into a lot of people locally, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. I agree with everything she said.
Okay, I'm moving back and forth here. Steve, let me ask you this too, as far as the real estate market now, and we've covered this too, you and I have talked about it, as compared to when you first got into the real estate business. You've been doing this for how long?
44 years.
I'm catching up to you. 44 years. So when you first got into this, you know, what did it look like?
Well, it was certainly much, I would say, simpler, if for lack of a better word, you know, and you've heard me say it before. We had a one-page purchase agreement. We had a one-page listing agreement. You didn't have representation forms. You didn't have 10-page purchase agreements, which, you know, brings so many other things into play that we just never did before. Home inspections, you know, all the closing stuff and getting your legal work done. And there's just a lot of things involved. And, of course, as the public demands more information or whatever, of course, comes representation and making sure that you're the public is informed about who's working for who. Are you working for the seller? Are you working for the buyer? You know, when I first got into it, you know, everybody always said, my realtor. Well, theoretically, in the very beginning, if you were a buyer, you never were the buyer's realtor back then. You were always the seller's. They were the ones that were under contract to you.
Right.
And so, but nowadays, you will be under contract to a realtor if you want to be, to be represented as a buyer.
Well, and you mentioned the one-page agreement. I mean, you want to talk trust, you know, and how is all of the legalese and all of this stuff, do you think it's eroded the trust at all or kind of hampered that a little bit?
Well,
because there's so much involved from A to B.
There is, and, you know, it's up to the realtor to keep that in mind, I think, you know. Who are you representing, and, you know, what should you be saying or what shouldn't you be saying, and doing the things to help that person make a very educated decision, hopefully, right. and not a wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realize home inspections, you know, they're probably run now probably around $500, and you'd think, boy, that's kind of expensive, but... You know, like I tell everybody, you know, you spend $500 to not make a $300,000 mistake.
True.
Good it's point. It's a minor investment in the big picture. Mm-hmm. Really, it is.
Right.
But, you know, again, that's still the choice of the buyer. Do they want to have one done or not? You know, but that's just one of the facets that's changed majorly in our business and you know, the appraisal process and... You know, we just, hopefully we get involved, just make that process so much easier for buyers and sellers.
Right. Sherry, how about you? What surprised you since first getting into this? And anything that that you saw coming or you didn't see coming?
The amount of forms and the changes in the forms.
Right.
You know, we are getting new forms once to twice a year, statewide forms. So, I mean, we've got to be up to date on those forms and, you know, bring that knowledge to our clients. So, yeah, that's definitely changed. You know, one thing that I'm really happy about is email. I wonder how years ago they used to do this without email, but
sure,
it definitely makes our day a little bit easier having that technology.
Well, what about the numbers game, too? Because you and I have talked about this, too, about dealing with a team of people instead of just dealing with my one realtor. That's, you know, that's got to make a difference. I would think that would make a difference.
I would think that's huge. And in our market, we pride ourselves and we'll take you from A to B, start to finish. You know, a lot of bigger city markets will have teams where you may have four, maybe five different people working on your transaction.
That would make me nuts. Yeah, it would. That would make me crazy.
I would think so, too, because at some point your buyer is going to have a question and they're going to wonder, now, who do I call? Do I call that first person? Do I call that second person that's been working on my file? We don't really do that. We have that open door communication where if they have a question or concern or what have you, we've given them the number and available at their beck and call, if you will.
Easier to trust one person than 10.
Exactly.
I'm kind of guessing. Yeah,
yep,
I mean, it would
exactly.
just make sense. Steve and Sherry, always great to have you in here talking real estate every Tuesday, kind of the highlight of my week. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks.
You bet. 918 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.